Okay, I'm here with Johnny Fox London, and we've just been to see Silent Opera at the Vault, which is a new season at the Old Vic Tunnels. Now, John, what did you how'd you find Mimi tonight?
Well, I find her a little bit disappointing always, but that's Verdi's fault. That's not really this production. No. It always bothers me that Mimi sings so robustly and then suddenly she's really, really ill and dies in the last 10 minutes of the opera.
Maybe she took what Whitney took.
This is very possible. And in all these...
she would have fallen in the bathtub.
Yes, that's right. And in all these modern day productions, I'm itching for them to actually... have her on heroin, and, you know, we really need a Mimi Winehouse.
We do. But, you know, this was quite a modern updating, and it was so modern that we were all equipped with headphones.
Yeah, I'm not really sure that the headphones worked. They brought the recording of the symphony orchestra that had recorded the score and married it to the voices of the singers.
Which worked to some degree, because then you could hear the whole score rather than hearing a piano, which is what we've heard previously.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose so.
And also drowned out the clunk of the trains coming into Waterloo Station, didn't it?
Mostly, that's
well,
true.
Well, depends how high you turn the volume up, really.
Yes. I wasn't actually making my ears bleed.
Yes, I was occasionally. But that was only because I got confused between the tuning and the volume.
Ah, oh, right,
yes.
Right.
And also had a bit of problem with my pad, but that's another story. But, you know, it was quite funny, and it was kind of sharp, and for the libretto, when you could hear it, it was quite good.
What I could hear, yes. It gets a bit occluded in the group singing, because the guys particularly speak over each other, and you don't quite follow what's happening, and sometimes you can't understand them if they're not facing you.
Yes.
But it was the thing I really liked was the use of the variety of spaces in the Old Vic Tunnels to represent the cafe, the garret flat where the things start.
Yes.
It really felt like you were at some awful student party in 1972.
Yes, rather.
I promise you, I've been in that bedroom.
Yes, rather than the National Rail Archives or whatever that previously
were. That's right. Yes.
Well, there you go. Cutting edge art here in Waterloo, but it's running for the rest of the month, isn't it?
It's quite a long run. Yes, it goes well into March, and it's well worth a visit. It's a very interesting staging. Perhaps they'll sing themselves into it a bit better.
Very good. Okay, over and out from us.
Oh.